Welcome to the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay. This is your positive path for spiritual living.
Everybody, so today we are celebrating Palm Sunday. It is a day imbued with symbolism and showing us our potential, our divine nature. We remember this entry of Jesus into Jerusalem, greeted by the joyous crowds waving the palm branches and chanting Hosanna. But what resonates beyond this story? Well, the donkey is about letting go of our insecurities to let your Christ light shine. Okay? And so today we'll explore the deeper metaphysical meanings of this message and how it empowers your own spiritual journey. Everybody, with palms held high, you'll find peace inside. Okay? Now you've got the cue. So the palms carried on that day represent not just celebration, but the victory of spirit over limitation. They symbolize the awakening of consciousness, the recognition of our divine nature. Today, we don't just wave the palm branches, we're waving flags of our own potential for transformation. We don't just chant, Hosanna, to a distant figure out there. We chant it to this divine spark within ourselves. And you just witnessed the scene. Jesus, the Taylor Swift of his day, riding a humble donkey, entering Jerusalem. That's the donkey, ring. Nice donkey. Now, like Taylor Swift could arrive in her Ferrari, just like Jesus could have come in on a purebred steed. You know, it's like when she chooses to come in her Chevy Silverado to connect with the people. So Jesus is riding this humble donkey to connect with the average people, you and me. He's showing us that we can be like him, okay? So now he comes in, and the crowds erupt in this joyous celebration. Can you imagine if you saw Tay-Tay walking down the street, right? Woo! Taylor's here, okay? Jesus is here. Yes. Sound effects. I love it. Okay. Erupting in joyous celebration. And now they're spreading their garments on the ground and the palm branches on the ground because you see, the roads then were made of dirt. And so when someone important would come through the city gates, this was the custom to come out and put cloth and palm branches down to stop the dirt from kicking up and getting that important person really dirty. So Jesus is being greeted like royalty, okay? Now, it's not just a parade. It's a metaphor for the triumph of spirit over limitations. What are your limitations? You feeling insecure about something? Feeling like you're not good enough about something? You don't have the skills, you don't have the looks, you don't have the whatever, the money? Okay? Triumph of spirit over limitation, knowing that you have all you need in God. Okay? So as Jesus rode the donkey, he embodied the truth that true power lies not in external authority, but in the alignment with the inner Christ consciousness. He didn't have to show off on a purebred steed because he knew his divine power. And in fact, he purposefully chose a donkey to fulfill a prophecy. See, he was a learned teacher. He was a rabbi. He knew the prophecies. As Darlene beautifully read to us, there was a prophecy that the Messiah would come riding on a donkey. And he was coming as the Messiah not to be a king, but to show us our power within ourselves that all of us can access just like he did. So the donkey represents the paradox of the absolute truth in oneness to the relative appearance of things that manifest in this world. The duality that Jesus appeared to be poor and lacking status when he knew the truth and power of his divinity. So we understand this Christ consciousness with Jesus lived as that spark of divinity within each and every one of us. It's our potential, your potential, for unlimited good, love, and unlimited healing. Palm Sunday reminds us that we too can embark on this triumphant journey, not towards an external Jerusalem, but towards the Jerusalem within. Raise your palms. With palms held high, you find peace inside. Okay? So why was Jesus coming to Jerusalem? So he was coming to Jerusalem to celebrate the high holy day of Passover. Now, Passover is very important to the Jewish people. It is the celebration of when they were released from slavery in Egypt. It's when Moses, it's what led up to Moses leading them out of Egypt and looking for the promised land. See, it's called Passover because an angel in the old Hebrew scriptures that are a little scary, an angel was going to be sent to kill the firstborn son of all the households in Egypt. But the Jewish people were told that if they put the blood of a lamb above their door, their household would be passed over by that angel of death, and their families survived. Okay? So this is why it's called Passover, and it's a big celebration every year, just like we, you know, are coming into, just like we go home for Christmas, Jesus was going home for Passover, okay? And they commemorate the Passover with a Seder meal on Thursday evening. That's what the Last Supper was during Holy Week, okay? So we are at the beginning of this week of celebrating a holiday. So it's a big party. He's coming into Jerusalem, okay? So what is the Jerusalem that we're looking to enter? Well, Unity co-founder Charles Fillmore wrote in The Revealing Word that Jerusalem represents a spiritual center in consciousness. It is the abiding consciousness of spiritual peace. When we go deep into the silent recesses of our beings, we realize a stillness and a sweetness beyond expression. A great peace is there in Jerusalem. The peace of God which passeth all understanding, from Philippians. So Jerusalem is inner peace, love, and understanding. It's Jerusalem where you embrace your true self, shedding the limitations of fear and doubt and reaching spiritual fulfillment. But we know that the path to Jerusalem is not always smooth. So just as Jesus faced opposition and skepticism, we too encounter challenges and doubts on our journeys. My teens, have any issues at school? Maybe a difficult subject that you're struggling with? Maybe some friendships gone sour? Maybe some people talking trash behind your back. You feeling the need to defend yourself? Okay. These are all struggles and doubts on our journeys. So I'll tell you a story, an ancient story from Japan. There was a wrestler, and his name was Onami. His name means great waves. He was incredibly strong and skilled, and he was able to defeat even his own teacher in private sessions. But when he got into public competitions,
Onami became bashful and insecure, and even his own students were able to defeat him. So seeking a solution, Onami visited a great Zen master, Hajuku. "Embrace your name, great waves," advised Hakuju. "Tonight, meditate on being those mighty billows, swallowing everything in their path. And if you can imagine this, you will be the greatest wrestler in Japan." So that night, Onami sat in deep meditation, visualizing immense waves around him. The water swelled larger and larger, sweeping away everything. And by dawn, his meditation had become so profound that even the temple vanished, leaving only the vast ocean. And in the morning, the master Hakuju found Onami smiling. "Now nothing can disturb you," said the master. "You are those waves." And from then on, no wrestler could defeat Onami, who had realized his true nature. And so the wisdom in this story is that by fully becoming his name, what he's called to be, Onami was able to overcome his self-doubt and realize his immense inner strength. The story teaches us to have faith in our own potential by embracing our true identity, that is the Christ. And so remember that this donkey represents the power of humility and release. So by aligning ourselves with the divine, we tap into a strength that transcends any obstacle, and we're releasing our insecurities, our doubts, and our fears. So here's how we can embrace this journey. First, let go of the donkey of duality. The donkey represents our ego, our limited sense of ourself. Let go of the reins of fear and doubt and negativity. Let go of victim consciousness. Claim your divine birthright and step into the role of the rider, where you are directing your thoughts and actions. Here's a story that I experienced some doubts. Am I on the right path? It was a literal journey. So in the fall of 2022, my husband and I were traveling across the country from Oregon to Florida, where I had felt this magnetic pull to serve as a ministerial intern. Okay? And we got as far as Texas. I'm spending a few days with my sister in Beaumont, and I got a call from my mentor, Reverend Maggie. She said, "Hey, have you checked the weather? This was September in Florida. What do you think was happening? Hurricane Ian was on its way. And I was going to be living in a travel trailer. Do you think I had some doubts about finishing that journey?" Yeah, big doubts. So extended the time with my sister, and the whole time my sister telling me, "Do you really want to go somewhere where there's hurricanes? You know, here in Beaumont, I've been living with this for years and years. I've remodeled my house so many times because hurricanes have destroyed it. Blah, 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 blah. Maybe you shouldn't go there." The doubts. But you know what happened, right? Because I'm here. You know, I did go into that on that inner journey, seeking that inner Jerusalem of peace. And after a few days and letting that hurricane pass, I was able to overcome the doubts and overcome the fears. And I completed that journey to Orlando. So much so did I conquer that fear of hurricanes that a few months later, when Hurricane Nicole came right through Orlando, I stayed in my travel trailer. Yes! Because I'm Ref Pam! And every day, you all affirm for me that I am on the true path. Every day I am in this community, I have my calling affirmed. So thank you. And what hurricane winds are blowing in your life? Are you in a stormy relationship? Do you have some aggravations at work? Maybe health issues? Or have you questioning your faith? Okay. So these are all of the opportunities that you have to leave behind as you enter Jerusalem, the place of inner peace. So with releasing that donkey of duality, we're leaving our victim consciousness behind. And we're moving to embrace the palms of possibility. Because each palm frond signifies a potential, a talent, a passion, a desire to serve. So acknowledge your gifts and commit to using them for the highest good. In the Revealing Word, Charles Fillmore wrote that a palm tree is the realization in the physical realm of the unlimited resource of strength. Strength. Embrace your strength. Know who you truly are. With palms held high, find peace inside. And now, we're going to howl, Hosanna, everybody, Hosanna! This word means pray, save us. You're saving yourself. Recognize that your fulfillment lies not in the external forces, but in your connection to the divine within. Affirm your worth, affirm your power, and your ability to co-create your reality. And the final step is to triumph in transformation. Palm Sunday marks the beginning of Holy Week, leading to Jesus' crucifixion and resurrection that we will celebrate next week. It symbolizes the transformation process that we all undergo. Embrace your challenges, for they offer opportunities for growth and awakening. There's a story about a lion raised among sheep. So this little lion cub learns to baa, baa, and as he grows, he's this big, powerful animal who's going around speaking, baa, baa. He doesn't know who he truly is, right? Until one day, another lion comes along and says, "What are you doing? Lions don't go baa." And he says, "I'm a sheep." "No, look in the mirror. You're a lion." And he sees the resemblance, and the other lion roars. And so this lion who had been baaing tries it out. Roar! And it feels good, because that's who he truly is. This is your lesson. Step into, recognize, look at who you truly are and call that forth. We know that the triumphal entry on Palm Sunday was not met with universal acclaim. All of this attention on Jesus triggered the authorities to investigate and ultimately arrest him. Palm branches were later used to mock him. And this reminds us that the path to spiritual fulfillment may not be smooth. Expect the challenges and remain steadfast in your faith and commitment to your inner journey. As the palm branches are strong, with palms held high, find peace inside. Because today is not just remembering historical events, but carrying the spirit of Palm Sunday within. Waving your palms of possibility, chanting your own Hosanna to the potential within, and embarking on the triumphant journey towards your own Jerusalem. the realm of peace, love, and joy. Palm Sunday is not just a day in history, it's a call to action. It's a reminder that the triumphant ride is not just for Jesus, but for you. As Jesus entered Jerusalem, the place of inner peace, and as the palms represent, he had the strength to endure that high of celebrity on Palm Sunday and the low of his arrest and crucifixion. He maintained his equanimity through it all because the palms represent that inner peace and strength. So you too have the courage, the humility, and unwavering faith to celebrate your divine potential and create a world where love and peace truly reign. Namaste.
You enjoyed this episode of the Positive Spiritual Living Podcast, brought to you by Unity on the Bay, a spiritual community located in Miami, Florida. Unity on the Bay is supported by the generosity of its community. If you'd like to make a donation or learn more about Unity on the Bay, please visit unityonthebay.org. You can also follow Unity on the Bay on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For even more positive spiritual inspiration. Until next time, thanks for listening and many blessings. Namaste.